In news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
It's a lovely good evening and welcome to Millennium Radio News, the top stories. Police stop Gary Nkombo's rally at Ndeke Grounds in Mazabuga. Zaka raises concern over high cost of solar energy solutions. In international news, Zelensky criticizes Villa Koromboy drone strike ahead of London talks.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
I'm Rebecca Lungudaka with the news in detail. Police in Mazabuka blocked independent candidate Gary Nkombo from holding his campaign launch rally at Ndeke Grounds. Mr. Nkombo, who recently resigned from the United Party for National Development, UPND, following a fallout with the party, is seeking election as independent candidate. Mazabuka District Police Deputy Officer Commanding Stable Chisonga told Mr. Nkombo to cancel the event, arguing that the official campaign timetable placed him in Nega Nega instead of Zambia compound. Mr. Nkombo presented a police permit authorizing the rally, but Chisonga maintains that proceedings would cause a breakdown of peace and create confusion. Despite the order, Nkombo and his supporters marched towards his residence in Mazabuka after being barred from the grounds. Officers responded by firing tear gas canisters to disperse the crowds that had gathered. The incident caused a disruption in the area as supporters scattered to avoid the tear gas. Mr. Nkombo later described the police action as unfortunate and said it interfered with his campaign activities.
I want police conduct on time. The man has been in the way and will cancel. So, we are going to let this thing out soon. The health is also going to come at them. You know,
The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia has demanded for concrete education plans from political parties contesting in the 2026 general elections. NACEA's Executive Director Dr. Aaron Chansa observed that access to primary and secondary education has improved, but learning poverty remains above 90%, with most learners lacking basic literacy and numeracy. He pointed out to overstretched teacher-pupil ratios, with some classes holding over 100 learners, making quality instruction impossible under current conditions. Dr. Chansa warned that implementing the competence-based curriculum will require heavy investment in laboratories, textbooks, computers, and practical skills equipment, with most schools still lack. He also called for clear commandments on teacher motivation, including salary upgrades and the resolving cases of teachers acting in positions for many ways without confirmation. The executive director further urged parties to address accommodation crisis for rural teachers and university students, arguing that decent housing is essential for performance in both sectors. The Dr. Chansa said the 2026 election offer political leaders a chance to present actionable education agendas, stressing that no country develops without sustainable education
We are aware that this country is doing very well on access to education from primary to secondary school levels. But we are also aware that the quality of education in this country is very poor. We have more than 90% learning poverty. Our learners, especially those that are in primary schools, are not reading and writing. The numerous levels are among the least in Africa. A lot of our schools are not able to implement the new curriculum, which is competence-based. Very few have equipment, laboratories, computers, internet, and other necessities that are important.
The Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA, has raised concerns that most Zambians are struggling to afford quality solar energy solutions amid El Nino threat. Association Executive Director Juva Sakala says majority of households live below the poverty line and cannot meet the high upfront cost of durable solar panels, batteries and inverters. Mr. Sakala explains that because of a long-lasting equipment cost between 60,000 and 70,000 kwacha, many families resort to cheap products that fail within months and require repeated replacements. He argued that simply aging citizens to invest in solar is unrealistic for people who already struggle to meet basic daily expenses. The association is therefore calling on government to take the lead by piloting affordable solar access programs, such as supplying equipment on loan and allowing monthly payments through ZESCOM. Mr. Sakala suggested that starting with selected settlements as a test case before expanding nationwide, while also encouraging private sector players to offer similar payment methods. He stressed that climate change impacts will persist for years, so government action can now make solar affordable, would protect vulnerable consumers and reduce reliance on expensive short-term alternatives.
They live below the poverty bottom line, so for them to procure solar, it would be quite tricky for them. It's quite expensive for them. And those who procure, they do, you know, go for those cheap materials in terms of quality. So that when they procure them, just a month or so, maybe they need to procure the batteries, they need to procure, you know, the inverters and so on and so forth. But those products that last long, they're very expensive for most Zambians. So our call to government is, as that thing is being said, let them first of all take the lead. I think time and time and again, as Zaka has mentioned, that you see, sometimes if government takes the lead, it helps.
Government, in partnership with Arm-Free Health Africa, has empowered 16 community-based volunteers and health cooperatives with a seed grant amounting to over 500,000 kwacha to help sustain their livelihoods. Kitwe District Commissioner Wansmo Ngonomo says the community-based volunteers and health workers play a critical role in service delivery in health facilities. Kitwe District Health Director Dr. Francis Liwali says the government has recognized the efforts of the community-based volunteers in health facilities for helping to ensure that the different health programs are provided to communities. Amrif Health Africa says community-based volunteers in health facilities are the backbone of primary health care. Dr. Liwali said this during an awards presentation ceremony for the community-based volunteers and community health workers to appreciate their dedication and commitment in promoting health service delivery to the communities.
And now, business news. Business news.
Bureau de Change Association of Zambia says Zambia's currency has gained strength in recent weeks, pointing to the reduced forex demand and positive investor sentiment linked to local production. Association President Paul Kalumba says the kwacha's appreciation reflects a broader shift as Zambia produces more of what it consumes, easing pressure on the dollar. He noted that fewer imports and increased domestic output have cut the need for forex exchange, helping stabilize the exchange rate. Mr. Kalumba also highlighted external risks, warning that ongoing conflicts between Iran and Israel could still affect global oil prices and investor confidence. He observes that any escalation in the Iran war may push up fuel costs and trigger volatility.